The American Heart Association and Trinity Health Ann Arbor and Trinity Health Livingston will be providing six local organizations, three right here in Washtenaw County, with funding and resources to implement something called the Cardiac Emergency Response Plans, CERP. Three Washtenaw County organizations are included in this funding initiative. So let's find out more about this. Mallory Applewhite is joining us. She is VP of Community Impact for the American Heart Association of Southeast Michigan. First of all, what is Cardiac Emergency Response Plan?
You know, Lucy, you asked a great question. So a cardiac emergency response plan is a written document that is adopted within an organization that outlines the protocol and steps to take to help save the life of a person going through an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest.
So how does it work exactly?
Absolutely. So the Heart Association, of course, is all founded in evidence-based research, and we have developed a protocol for organizations to implement within their operations on what to do in case someone were to go down from a cardiac arrest. So it includes identifying individuals within the organization, staff, and or volunteers who learn how to perform CPR. It also ensures that there is an AED device on site and also accessible and maintained to help support that chain of survival in helping someone through CPR. It also incorporates our local first responders. So we want to make sure that those field experts are aware that there is an AED device in place and are also able to support organizations on the best placement for that device to ensure quick access and retrieval when an incident is occurring.
Is this something that businesses, organizations can also get information from the American Heart Association and how they can implement it themselves as well?
Absolutely. If you visit our heart.org website and type in CPR or CERPS, Cardiac Emergency Response Plan, we do have a wealth of resources that really outline how businesses can also implement this plan within their organizations.
All right. So three CERPs will be funded by Trinity Health Ann Arbor and Trinity Health Livingston at $5,000 each, and then funded through the American Heart Association at $5,000 each. There are three nonprofit organizations who will benefit. Who are they?
Yes. So the three organizations, excuse me, as I kind of look back and forth, the Heart Association will be funding the Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum, Fed Up Ministries, as well as Growing Hope. And so we're really excited to work alongside these organizations that the Heart Association is funding. But I also don't want to leave out the organizations that Trinity will be funding, to which the Heart Association will also be supporting in the implementation process. And those organizations include the Ivy Table, the Chilson Hills Church, as well as the Howell Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
This is beautiful. How long have you been doing these CERP trainings and program and putting them in place in organizations and businesses now? Is this something new?
No, it's actually not something new. The Heart Association has certainly been doing this work for quite some time. However, the last 3 years, we have been unified and working with Trinity Health, specifically in the Washtenaw and Livingston areas. And this is our first year kind of coming together as more of a joint force to spread that awareness as well as resources to include six organizations.
So I understand your staff will be providing the technical support to all six organizations. What does that look like, that technical support? Tell us what you're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So each cardiac emergency response plan is tailored and customized to meet how the organizations operate. You know, what are the number of folks that visit these sites? How many staff and or volunteers participate? As I mentioned, so we'll walk through exactly what does that look like. It helps us to identify the number of folks who should receive CPR card level training. And then, as I mentioned, we invite local first responders on site to also map out where where exactly that AED device should be placed. The goal is that an AED device is within a 2 to 3 minute distance from anywhere within the facility. So having those first responders on site helping us to map out the exact location or placement of that device is very important. And lastly, one of the biggest pieces, we all know that practice makes perfect. So once that plan is developed and those individuals are identified who participated in CPR CART level training, we go through what we call a SERP drill, which is kind of similar to a fire drill these days, where you're able to put into practice what we have designed on what to do in case of that cardiac arrest.
All of that makes such a difference when seconds truly count. And I think, you know, Mallory, so many of us wonder, what would I do in that situation? Am I well equipped to be able to handle someone? Will I have the wherewithal to step forward? And it makes a difference when you're well educated in how to respond to something like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I will share that CPR, specifically hands-only CPR, is a skill that anyone can learn and everyone should know. And so our goal is to ensure that individuals are, to your point, Lucy, are empowered, are ready to act. I like to say, if you see something, do something. And we want to make sure that folks are equipped to do something by performing the skill of CPR.
Talking with Mallory Applewhite from the American Heart Association on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. Mallory, the AED device. What is that? How much is one? And how conceivable is it that a lot of businesses and nonprofits should be getting these?
Yes. So an AED device is an automated defibrillator, and they range in price. I kind of think of them like cell phones, right? And so they have various features. You can get an AED device anywhere between $1,300 all the way up to those bells and whistles where they could be a little expensive. However, it is a device that can truly impact the chance of someone surviving an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. An AED device can triple an individual's chance of surviving. And I'll just share that out-of-hospital cardiac arrests only have a 10% chance of survival. So having an AED device available as well as performing CPR can double or triple an individual's chance of surviving that incident.
My goodness. Do schools, are they required here in Michigan to have AED devices on hand?
Yes, you asked such a great question. So there was a mandate that was put forth several years ago. Unfortunately, it has not yet been funded, but the Heart Association and our advocacy team are certainly working to allocate dollars to support schools. But yes, schools are to have AED devices as well as CPR trained teachers and or faculty, if you will, who are prepared to act.
So how do businesses get these in their places of business? And it's one thing to acquire it. It's another to get some training on it, too. How would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So AED devices can certainly be purchased from a number of vendors. When it comes to getting that practice in, the most important piece is making sure that you have staff on site who are CPR CARD level trained. And the Heart Association partners with several training facilities as well as centers in every community. We are a national organization, of course. And so again, visiting the heart.org website, folks can identify the closest CPR training facility to their address. And then lastly, when it comes to that SERP, actually implementing a plan and protocol, again, visiting heart.org is a great opportunity to check out the resources and materials that we have available.
So now you're expanding your nation of lifesavers, as you call them, here in Washtenaw County by increasing access to AEDs and providing CPR and hands-only CPR training to these organizations that have been selected. Growing Hope, which, of course, does wonderful work with the markets and the food that they provide the community with. Fed Up Ministries, which is a mobile nonprofit organization in Washtenaw County that delivers meals, laundry, shower services to individuals facing food insecurity and other economic challenges. And then our Ann Arbor Hands-On Museum, which is a hands-on science and learning center focused on sparking curiosity and promoting science literacy for children and adults. There are a lot of grandparents that take their grandkids to the hands-on museum as well. But certainly, heart attacks, heart-related issues can happen to anyone at any time. We've seen it at high school basketball games with young people. We've seen it, obviously, with older people. No one is immune to something like this, right, Mallory?
Absolutely. Actually, more than 350,000 cardiac arrests happen outside of the hospital. I will share, like I mentioned before, there's only a 10% chance of survival, but performing CPR and the use of an AED device can double or triple an individual's chance of surviving that cardiac arrest.
Wow, that's amazing. Great work that you all are doing to keep all of us safe. We appreciate our American Heart Association very much, a relentless force changing the future of health for everyone, everywhere, and now partnering also with Trinity Health Ann Arbor and Trinity Health Livingston. All total, six local organizations, including the three in Washtenaw County, will be receiving the funding and resources to implement cardiac emergency response plans known as CERP. Do you envision, Mallory, expanding this program and being able to provide this to other deserving organizations?
Absolutely. Every year, this is an annual funding opportunity by way of Trinity Health, and the Heart Association certainly looks for further opportunity to grow our nation of lifesavers. So this work is not ending anytime soon.
Mallory Applewhite, VP of Community Impact for the American Heart Association, Southeast Michigan. And what is the website people go to get more information on all of this?
Yes, please visit heart.org for all resources and information.
All right. heart.org. Thank you so much, Mallory. Great talking with you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.